podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
We are so excited because the Melbourne Ska Orchestra are coming to town tonight at the Eureka Hotel, and they sound like this. Main man behind it all is Nicky Bomba, who joins us in the studio. And so does Chris, of course, from Workdays.
Let's have some fun.
Nicky, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
I can say that because I've had my coffee now. Good morning.
Well, yes, you've been doing your warm-ups over a... what kind of coffee would you get? I'd get a double black or something.
No,
wouldn't you?
I used to be a piccolo one sugar for like so long.
Yeah.
And then, lately, there's a thing called the magic.
Oh, yes. You're so Melbourne, Nicky.
You go around Australia and a lot of people don't know it. So I said, just don't worry. Just give me a double piccolo.
Yeah.
Because that's what was happening. I was having one piccolo and that wasn't enough, you know. So the magic gives me the kick.
Good.
It's the magic for the magic.
All right, so you're full then for tonight's gig at the Eureka Hotel. Monte Loco rides again.
You said that properly.
Yes, Monte Loco. Thank you. You've got to put a bit of behind it. Now, Chris and I were chatting about this album because, of course, it was huge in 2025. But now you're bringing it back with a bit of a spin on it. It's spaghetti western style.
Yeah, I mean, the album last year, it was called The Ballad of Monte Loco. And this year, we just had so much good response from it, and we realised there's a lot more legs in it than we thought. Is that we did a re-release called Monte Loco Rides Again, and with 13 live tracks, two new tracks that didn't make it to the first album because we just ran out of time, and my brother does this whole sort of honky tonk piano thing for a couple of the tunes, so it's awesome. A whole new kind of. Whole new outfit, you know, for the whole spaghetti western thing, which is great.
Fun.
I know. Mm. It is so fun. Why spaghetti western though? Out of all the things that you could have done.
Well, I mean, with the orchestra, we kind of consider ourselves to be like kind of the fourth wave. I mean, there was the two tone wave in the 80s, and it was the second wave, and then the third wave was like the American, you know, like No Doubt and Rancid and that type of thing. And so, we being from Melbourne too, it's an international multicultural mix. So our thing is international ska, global ska. So we like to try different things. You know, we do a bit of funk ska and Latin and cumbia and everything. But we thought, what's up next? And we just returned from Mexico.
Mm.
And so we were infused with, you know,
and tequila,
absolutely. So that kind of informed, what about a spaghetti western album? And as it turned out, two members of the band that used to be part of a touring spaghetti western theatre show where they would play make all the sound effects live, like use coconut shells for and using Ennio Morricone, who was the classic composer that did all those spaghetti western films. So it wasn't too hard for us to go, okay, there's a beautiful area of music we can delve into, and it's a bit like doing an essay or a university degree on what is spaghetti western. And so it was, from a songwriting perspective, it was fun.
Yeah. So you learn with this every time I see this guy.
I know.
You're learning the history of music for free. Like, it's awesome. Like, I've seen you do, like, because there's many incarnations of a Nicky Bomba live show where you do My Boy Lollipop.
Yeah.
Like, from the 60s. Like, this is the first pop song with, like, a ska playing on the offbeat. And you just learn all the time. So thank you for teaching us more.
Well, that's that song, really, was that came out in 1963. And the band got together. 40 years later, we formed to celebrate the joy of ska in Melbourne. We were just going, let's do a little celebration to ska. And we thought, you know, maybe four or five musicians would call back and go, yay. But we were inundated with how many people wanted to be involved and loved that style of music. So no way it was going to be a band. It was going to be an orchestra. And that's what happened. That's how the band started, which I think is why we've been going for so long. You know, it's 22 years or something. And we're really dedicated to making the live show just, you know, you're there for 2 hours. We're going to take you on a journey. So I don't know if there's anybody listening that haven't seen the Ska Orchestra before. I urge you. I practically give you a Maltese money back guarantee.
That's a big statement.
That's a big statement. because it's you know, as I get older, I think it's really important that the humanity connection is strong. You know, we're getting digitized and it was AI and all this stuff happening where we're kind of one removed back from that connection, the people connection. So that live show, you can't mess with that. There's nothing digital about that. There's nothing. It's just a real beautiful human connection. So, and every my last gig is always my I hang it all my last gig. So tonight at Geelong, I'm ready to go.
It's going to be going off. It's funny that you mentioned that because Chris and I were having a discussion about you before you walked in the door. Nice, of course. And Chris said that as far as hyping up a crowd goes, that you are better than Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
At doing it. And I was like, wowee.
But I nailed, I nailed.
Yeah, no, but I would have thought, like, people that are at a Queen show have chosen to go to a Queen show.
Mm.
Yeah, the performances, like, in whichever band you're in, sometimes you're at a festival and the crowd's not into it. Or they don't know who you are, or they're just having a chips mm-hmm. from the market and you're there. I've never seen anybody, and Freddie wouldn't be able to do this even, convince everyone to get along. People in Melbourne especially are standing there with their arms folded and on their head and going, oh yeah, I've never seen anyone on the stage actually get them moving and get them into it. And in 3 minutes' time, the whole thing's dancing. No one does it better than this guy.
It's the Nicky Bomber effect.
I think, you know, again, exactly what I said before, I think it's my role to create a sense of unity and community. And there's nothing better than people that's singing and dancing together. And more important to me now than my songs and my, you know, it is that thing of that connecting, you know, and lifting people's vibrations. I think that's what music is for. It's why music was there in the first place. I mean, culturally, you know, you had music to celebrate a birth or, you know, a wedding or going off to hunt or returning from the hunt and everything. So these are songs to inspire and to create that sense. And when I tapped into that, I thought, it's actually not that difficult really to understand how that works. And when you've got a beat behind you and a bit of a song and, you know, it kind of makes it easier. And I think generally people want to have fun.
They do.
People just want to have fun. Not just all right. Girls.
No, everyone wants to have right. fun. And that's exactly what we're going to do next. We're going to take a break now. Nicky Bomber from Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Coming up next, we're going to have a bit of a jam in studio.
Lovely.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Nicky Bomber in studio. Melbourne Ska Orchestra playing tonight at the Eureka Hotel. We've got tickets to give away. But first, Nicky, if anyone doesn't know your music and I mean, there are so many people in Melbourne Ska Orchestra as well. The energy is unreal. But ska, Chris and I both agree, is something in your music, is something that if the mind doesn't know, the body knows.
Very true indeed. It is one of those styles of music that's quite universal. All demographics, you know, grandparents to grandchildren. I've seen it, you know, in real life. There's something about it that's kind of the mathematics of it. You know, you can... It's kind of like, you know, you've got this...
We're already moving. You
know, one foot going, one, two, three, four. Another one's going, one, and two, one, three, and four. Another one's going, one, and two, So it doesn't really, you're just like you're dancing in the studio.
Don't stop in the middle of a hoedown. Okay. How dare you? Okay. Now, right. Get to it, Nicky, all because right. My body is ready to go.
Hello! Well, I might do this little tune, which is off, kicked it all off. It happened in 1963, the song called My Boy Lollipop.
Yes.
And we'll do that tonight. We always kind of pay respect to the seeds of ska, because ska happened when Jamaica got independence in 1962. And so from there, ska became rocksteady, became reggae, became dancehall, but it all started with the ska. And the ska is about energy, it's about hope, it's about positivity, and a little bit of cheekiness.
Yes.
You've got to have that cheekiness.
We do.
So, well, now it's early in the morning, so I'll probably have to sing it an octave lower.
That's all right.
But it'll
that's
be, right. kind of, you know, so there we go. My Boy Lollipop, 1963, Miss Millie Small, transmission time, K-Rock. My boy lollipop, you make my heart go giddy up. You are my one desire, set my heart on fire. Oh yeah, my boy lollipop, said you'd never leave me, for it won't grieve me. My heart is tell me so. I love you, you, I need you so. And I got to let you know, my girl, lollipop, make my heart go. Giddy up, you are the sweetest candy. You are my sugar dandy. Oh, Geelong, come on down. Listen to a bit of ska, ska, ska. Maybe we'll do this one. Ay, 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 hugging up the big monkey man. Ay, 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 hugging up the big monkey man. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this style of music coming down tonight at the Eureka Hotel with the Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
Yay! Yay! Absolutely!
Okay.
Oh, absolutely amazing. You always are. Nikki Bomba from the Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
I didn't hear any canasta.
Oh, yeah. I had the canastas here, but I was too scared to play in front of you.
Well, how about this? Hang on. I'll give you a story.
I've jammed you, Nikki Bomba. I'm writing that on my resume. If you want to see Monte Loco Rides Again, you can tonight at the Eureka Hotel. We've got a couple of doubles to give away. Give us a call, 52-232-955. Nikki, thanks for coming in nice and early.
Well, it's okay. You know.
And providing us with some really good stuff.
Oh, no worries. You know, hope you have a beautiful day, everybody, and hopefully see you tonight. Support live Australian music. That's what I say.
Exactly, and we say it too. Chris, thanks as well for joining me.
Let's go. Friday.
Let's do it. Yes.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.